The hallway is lit only by a shaft of moonlight streaming through a window. There's a faint odour of potpourri in the air, but all is still. No sound either from inside or outside the house. Profound silence, except for my breathing and the sound of my heart pounding in my chest. In the silence, it seems loud enough to be heard all the way down the hall. I pause and tell myself to calm down, to take control, to steady my breathing and my heartbeat. A thin trickle of sweat slides slowly between my breasts as I take a couple of deep breaths and then continue. I'm wet between my thighs, but it's not sweat. I push open Subby's bedroom door and tiptoe across the room to his narrow little bed. Enough light penetrates the cheap thin curtains on Subby's windows to illuminate him lying on his back, sleeping soundly. Too soundly. How can he sleep like that when he hasn't been allowed to come for weeks? Just a couple of hours ago, he was begging for release, actually weeping with frustration as I teased him, laughing in his face at the state he was in. Of course, I'd had a couple of orgasms myself while I was giving Subby a little taste of my strap-on. I do like to tease him with it, especially when he's in the middle of a long period of denial. Sometimes, though, that's not enough. Sometimes a couple of orgasms just doesn't do it for me. Sometimes I want cock. I slip a hand under Subby's covers and seek out his penis. I smile in the darkness to find it's already half erect. I wonder what he's dreaming about. A barely perceptible squeeze from my hand causes his drowsing cock to harden. Quickly. How convenient. Before he gets a chance to wake up, I whip back the covers and jump on him, straddling his hips and impaling myself on his now hard cock. I'm already so wet that it slides in easily and swells even more at the feeling of my hot cunt enveloping it to fill me completely. That wakes Subby from his sound sleep. I slap him across the face before he gets a chance to speak and press my hand across his mouth. I don't want to hear any crap about how he wants to come. I lean forward and hiss into his face. Lie still and don't you dare come, you fucking bitch. He makes some kind of sound and I'm gratified to see sweat breaking out on his face. I take that as an indication he's going to concentrate very hard on not coming. I continue to press myself down onto his cock, rising and falling, riding him, squeezing his cock hard with the strong muscles of my cunt, loving the feeling of his hard cock jabbing into me, enjoying every inch of his hard-on. Subby's eyes are bulging from his head now and his face seems to have gone a sort of dark colour. Ignoring these signs, I continue to bring myself to a long, shuddering orgasm. I mean, what if he had a heart attack before I finished? My head thrown back, hair cascading down over my shoulders, my fingers pinching and teasing my hard nipples. Gasping and shuddering, savouring the wave of ecstasy engulfing me, I cry out in triumph and relief, and finally relax, feeling the aftershocks tingle through my entire body, now slick with sweat. The sounds now coming from Subby seem a bit desperate, and I remove my hand so he can breathe better. He still pants and groans, and I decide to be merciful. I can see the effort it's taking not to come. I slide abruptly off his still hard cock, slapping it just to help him not to come. I brace myself against the bed and kick Subby onto the floor, and he lands with a bit of a thump. I feel sleepiness begin to overwhelm me, and I sink back into his bed. I hear a whimper from the direction of the floor and feel a bit sorry for him. Okay, Subby, you can sleep on the couch. I don't want to move now. The whimpering continues as I hear him crawl across the floor. I hope nothing's dripping. I can't let him leave like this, not without some word. I call out to him softly as he's leaving. Close the door behind you, fuck toy.